So my name is Crystal Hoyer. I'm a program manager lead on the Azure UX team. And my job is really to help come up with and work with a team to design a more streamlined website, as well as sign up and billing experience. I used to work on WebMatrix. So that was a developer tool designed for breadth developers to be able to build websites more quickly and easily. So we kind of went out and worked with a bunch of open source communities, WordPress, .NET, Nuke, and Braco, and looked at what developers were trying to accomplish with those applications and tried to streamline and make it easier to actually build websites. So I was actually on the WebMatrix team, and my management took on the charter of Azure, and one of the first things that they really wanted to do was to simplify the website and the sign-up experience. And even though I came from WebMatrix, which was all about kind of the breadth developer tooling aspect, a lot of very similar concepts remain the same in that we're trying to streamline and simplify Azure signups now as opposed to breadth developer work. So today we've gotten a lot of feedback from customers just on how difficult it is to sign up for Azure for a couple of reasons. First is just there's a lot of steps. There's a lot of kind of redirection to different pages. And there's just a lot of information as you walk through the process, and it's not always clear what your next step is. So we really focused on how can we contain your experience, reduce the number of steps, and give you just the information that you need in order to complete the sign-up. One of the things that we wanted to do was to just change the look of the website. So the design team really stepped in and helped reconceptualize just how the look and feel of Windows Azure. So when you go there now, I hope you're delighted by the new experience that you see there. The second piece was to really streamline the messaging and help you find what you need. So we looked through all the content, all the branding, and we said, you know, what are really the key messages that somebody needs to know when they want to go and learn about Windows Azure? What are the key tasks that they want to accomplish when they think about Windows Azure? What's the key development content that they need when they're using Windows Azure? So you'll actually go to the website and you'll see less, but it'll be more focused, and it should be very straightforward to have you get what you need done. So the new one, a couple of the things that really stand out is it's hard to get lost. So whereas before you'd be redirected to different pages, we now have three very easy steps for you to go through and sign up for Windows Azure. So that's kind of the first thing that you'll notice. And we also try to provide more help and support along the way in case, you know, you don't have a phone in order to do the SMS challenge or as you're entering your credit card information. Really try to help you out as you get through the sign-up workflow. So some of the biggest pieces of feedback that we heard was that, hey, you know, tell me, you know, help make it easier for me to understand how much I'm using of Windows Azure and how much my bill is going to be. Because unfortunately, customers today are often surprised by how much their bill is at the end of the month. So when you go into Windows Azure, you'll be able to still see all your subscriptions. You'll actually have all the same information and tasks that you're able to do today. But we've tried to, based on feedback, bubble up the most important things for customers, like seeing your current bill, like seeing your usage, like being able to change your contact information and things like that. So it should just be much more apparent how to accomplish the top tasks that you need. So there's lots of information that you can, depending on what you're interested in, you can go and find out about. First, if you're just kind of wondering what is Windows Azure, we have an area called Tour. And it basically gives you a breakdown in terms of explaining technically what is Windows Azure and what are all the different components and names and terminology within Windows Azure. There's also, we have a scenario section to the website which shows you what can you do with Windows Azure. Everything from building websites for enterprise scenarios, for building sites for mobile, like there's just a bunch of, and apps for mobile. There's just a variety of different scenarios you can accomplish. And then we also have a dev center. So if you're interested in actually building applications and getting started, we have a couple sections across different languages, Node.js, .NET, that you can find great content and tutorials to build applications. So this is just the start. We've accomplished a bunch of this work just in the past 3 to 4 months. What you see with this release is us laying the groundwork to build out kind of a richer, newer experience across Azure. And so you'll continue to see improvements in sign-up and billing and the website and as we bring on new functionality. So this is just the start, and we'd love to hear feedback, and, you know, where we go depends a lot on kind of what we hear and kind of how the web changes.